Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
If I won $100,
if I won $100,
I'd buy some roasted bro,
so smooth and so rich.
And if I won $100,
if I won $100,
I'd get Lawnmower 3.0.
It's not a real lawnmower, that's cruel.
If I won $100,
if I won $100,
I'd bet it all on DraftKings.
Haven't you always wanted a bookie?
And if I won $100, I'm dumber than the show. If I won $100,
we wouldn't walk to the post office.
If I won $100,
we're at stamps.com to do all this.
If I won $100,
we wouldn't have to eat gas station corn dogs.
But we would eat gas station corn dogs.
Yeah.
We just eat more.
Well, $600 in the jackpot eroded Friday with the loss of Frank's last name,
Underwood.
Oh, man. I was certain it would come to me.
I think I would have done the exact same thing. Because I watched that show, but not in a while, and he wasn't on the last season because the actor's kind of butthole.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Hobbs, let's meet your opponent who's fighting to win $100. His name is Kevin from West Michigan. Hello, Kevin.
Kevin.
Morning, guys.
Good morning,
Kevin. Kevin, what do you do?
I work in the telecommunications field. I basically take care of your desk phone for businesses.
Aha. Oh. How long have you been doing that?
40 years, almost 41 years. So
wow.
I've seen a lot of changes. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. Desk phones.
Like how we don't use as many desk phones. Yeah.
Do you still like it?
Yes, I love it. I love going to work every day. Not a lot of people can say that. So
no, that's remarkable.
That's good.
Kept me doing it this long.
Nice. Well, Hot Wings, get out. Okay. Kevin, you have a chance to win $100 if you can beat Hot Wings in this game. You and Hot Wings will each have the same five questions. Each of you will have 90 seconds to play when it's your turn. You can finish in less if you want. In fact, hopefully you will. Hot Wings won't be able to hear the questions or the answers. You may pass, and any question, we'll come back to it. High score wins. In case of a tie, it's low time. If you both get zero, nobody wins. I don't think that'll happen.
Okay, sounds good.
Kevin, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being supremely confident, what is your ranking?
I'm going to go a 6.
Oh, that's pretty good. Pretty good. All right, Kevin, your turn. Dumber Than the Show trivia begins in 3, 2, 1. One out of every three Americans has this nagging, troubling health sign. Which one?
Sore back.
What is the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear in a U.S. state or territory name?
X.
What is the only month of the year that can pass without a full moon?
February.
Wrigley gum was the first product sold with one of these printed on the side.
Barcode.
In a standard deck of cards, which is the only king without a mustache?
King of spades.
Time. Kevin, how'd you do?
Average. So I'm guessing. Sounded confident, but...
Okay. All right, hold on.
All right. I'm waving hot wings in right now. He's back. Pretty much.
I'm back.
Now he's more back.
I'm back.
I'm back, guys.
I can't believe how much of an impact Ace Frehley had on us.
By just that. That's all it takes.
All right, hot wings.
Okay.
Now's the time where you try. Kevin is on hold.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. One out of every three Americans has this nagging, troubling health sign. What is it?
Pass.
What is the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear in a state or U.S. territory name?
Wait, say that again.
What is the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear in a state name or U.S. territory name?
X.
What is the only month of the year that can pass without a full moon?
February.
Wrigley gum was the first product sold with one of these printed on the side.
Ingredient list.
In a standard deck of cards, which is the only king without a mustache?
Hearts.
Time.
Nope.
One.
Oh, sorry. One out of every three Americans has this nagging, troubling health sign.
I mean, like zodiac sign cancer. I don't know.
Time. How'd you do, Outwings?
Well, I didn't know how to answer that one, obviously, but otherwise, okay, I think.
Kevin, welcome back. Let's score this game. One out of every three Americans has this nagging, troubling health sign. Outwings said the zodiac sign cancer, which I guess is better than just cancer, because that would be a troubling health sign.
Yeah.
Kevin went with a sore back. The answer is high blood pressure.
Oh.
0-0. What is the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear in a U.S. state or territory name?
Ooh.
Hot Wings said X.
Nope.
So did Kevin. I'm thinking you just thought of
New Mexico. Yeah.
The answer is the letter Q.
Q. Crap.
0-0. What is the only month of the year that can pass without a full moon? Hot Wings said February. Kevin said February. Both correct. We're tied at one around the board. Wrigley gum was the first product sold with one of these printed on the side. Hot Wings said ingredient list. Kevin said barcode. So the UPC code is the answer. Kevin is correct. 2-1, big Kev. Final question in a standard deck of cards. Which is the only king without a mustache? Hot Wings said, King of Hearts. Kevin said, King of Spades. Hot Wings needs it to tie the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets it, King of Hearts. Tied at two. We go to the clocks.
Yes, we do. The winner of this game did it in 42 seconds, and the loser did it in 51. Today's winner is Kevin!
Hey!
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Settle down.
Yes.
I knew when he passed that I might have had it if we tied.
Even without my screw-up, wouldn't have been enough.
It's too
no,
big of a gap.
No, not enough for that. Yeah, I knew when I had to repeat that long ass question.
Only the second two-game losing streak for the show ever. It's never been three, I don't think.
Ooh, it never will
all right.
be either.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Got yourself
you
a check
much.
Coming your way someday soon. No win today for Hot Wings.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.